thirsting for greater understanding. One time I went on a first date with a girl in my ward. The next morning, we were the only two who showed up for our ward's temple trip. We offered to help with whatever ordinance needed the most patrons, which turned out to be ceilings. I was so nervous. But to my surprise, doing vicarious ceilings with a girl less than 12 hours after our first date wasn't nearly as awkward as I thought it would be. If anything, that experience gave me more perspective on how important each aspect of temple work is, including ceilings. Read more in my digital article. All of our situations are unique, but if we strive to better understand the covenants we make in the temple, those ordinances will be less like items to be crossed off our spiritual checklist and more like much-needed sources of living water that can give us spiritual strength. See Doctrine and Covenants 63, verse 23. And in the hectic world we live in, we need all the strength we can get. In this issue, young adults share their experiences with the temple. Kealo Hilani shares how faithfully wearing the temple garment has blessed her life. See page 42. Mahesh talks about how he returned to the temple to better understand the covenants he made there. See page 46. Marissa talks about how she prepared for her endowment and how she felt afterward. See page 48. In a digital-only article, Zariah shares her fears about not feeling good enough to enter the temple. If you're also preparing to attend the temple for the first time, we compiled a Q&A that you might find helpful, online only. While I do try to make it to the temple as often as I can to fill my spiritual reservoir, what matters most is that I allow the Spirit in the temple to teach me and change me, both within and outside its walls. Then the living waters that flow from the temple and through my covenants can help quench my thirst every day. Cheers, Alex Hoogie. End of the article, Thirsting for Greater Understanding, read by Nick Anderson.